Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO offer. This offer expires Sunday, March 24th. To order yours today, go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code HOWIEBOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We're ignoring all the conspiracy theorists, everyone who's playing bridge engineer at home, who's never even taken a class.
I'm sorry, did you just say token instead of taken?
Taken a class.
Straight Token, starring Liam Neeson.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We have a lot of violence around convenience stores and gas stations, so how can we hold those business owners accountable?
Oh, sure. Blame the victim.
The law enforcement community who know who supports them. They know who doesn't support them. And today, when Joe Biden landed at 1:30, he could have gone to that wake. He did a podcast with some celebrity. That's more important to him.
Our leadership has to empower law enforcement, not undermine them. And Joe Biden has undermined law enforcement the entire time.
I did.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. There was a second day of the wake continuing for slain New York City police officer Jonathan Diller today at on Long Island, Massapequa. And so in the afternoon session, 2 to 4, 7 to 9, Governor Hochul showed up to pay her respects to the murdered police officer, who was murdered by two thugs, who, both of whom have records as long as their arms, and both of whom should have still been in prison. But she's continued the disastrous criminal justice policies of Andrew Cuomo and the New York legislature, letting thugs run loose. So she shows up today at the wake for this police officer, 31 years old, 3 years on the job, young wife, baby, young baby, and she goes to make some political points. She was confronted by an emotional mourner as she left the wake for the slain officer. Hochul arrived at the Massapequa funeral home for the second day of viewings around 1:45. She was only in the funeral home for about 10 minutes before she was spotted in a loud clash with a man in a black suit, video shows. And then he yelled at her. I don't know what he was yelling at her, but it was probably something to the effect of, get the hell out of here. Who the hell are you to be here? And several cops, then he just stomped away after he yelled at her. Several cops waiting outside the funeral home clapped as the man walked away. Hochul and other New York lawmakers have come under, this is the New York Post. You won't be seeing this on the network newscast today, tonight. Hochul and other New York lawmakers have come under fire in the days since Diller was murdered by the thugs over bail reform, as it was revealed that one of the men implicated in the shooting was allowed to walk on a gun charge last spring. After ahead of the weekend services, Sergeants Benevolent Association President Vincent J. Vallelong wrote a scathing letter warning members of the New York City Council not to show their faces. Their presence is more than a distraction. It is a stain on the legacy of a true hero who made the ultimate sacrifice, the union boss said. Trump, meanwhile, I've got Trump's order when Trump was there yesterday, and he made an impressive appearance, handled it perfectly. And on his way back, he ordered $200 worth of burgers from a Long Island drive-in for the flight home. We're going to get to the Trump line, but I'll tell you what he ordered. We got the whole order. makes me hungry just looking at the order. It wasn't a McDonald's order. It was a local, the All-American. It's called the All-American. All right, but now it's time for the Trump line. We'll get to Trump's order in a moment.
Haven't you ever heard of where there's a will, there's a way? We got to the moon in 7 years because we wanted to get to the moon. Who wants to get to Baltimore?
I just want to get the shipping containers that we can all use that have products that we need. I want to get those ships able to get into the harbor. I would like the cruise ships that took on passengers there to be able to get back in to unload the passengers. I would like the Navy ships that are trapped there. Apparently, some of the most sophisticated vessels in the fleet are trapped in the Baltimore Harbor right now. I don't care about who. I agree. I don't want to go to Baltimore, but I just want everybody to be able to get in and out of Baltimore Harbor.
Come on, man. As a devout Catholic who attended Puerto Rican synagogue in an all-black church, I'm so excited that today is Great Friday because it means the Easter Bunny will soon be here to show me around. Maybe I should make the Easter Bunny my VP.
Thank you, everybody.
Be a better VP than Willie Brown's Playboy
Thanks, everyone.
Bunny.
Now we have something to add next week. Off the record, off the record, off the record. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO offer. Buy one Thunderstorm and get another one for free. Order now at EdenPureDeals.com. Use code HOWIEBOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code HOWIEBOGO. Offer expires this Sunday.
Merrick Garland said the Biden family is not getting special treatment. The Department of Justice is just cutting through the red tape.
Yeah, it's funny. They're being urged by all the Democrat contributors to add more red tape so they can make more money off of it. But, you know, when it comes to Hunter Biden's criminal indictments, boy, did they cut through the red tape. Thank goodness the Trump judge put an end to the brooming, but we'll see what happens. Oh, we know what's going to happen. Hunter's going to be pardoned. Joe's going to pardon himself, too, and he's going to pardon his brother Jim.
Will that bridge be built before or after Carolina makes another Final Four?
I didn't come here to be made sport of. I'm sorry Carolina lost last night by 2 points to the Crimson Tide of Alabama. I like this Carolina team. They seemed like a good-natured group of mainly seniors, but they lost. So I don't think we're going to be making the Final Four next year, by the way. Duke seems to have a stellar once-in-a-decade class of freshmen. I don't think we're going to be in good shape, and our entire team has graduated. So it's one of those things. But where did you go to college, pal? When was the last time your alma mater won a national championship? For me, it's 2017.
Yeah, Baltimore better hope that there's no piping plovers within a mile of the bridge. They'll never get it finished.
Don't forget snail darters. Don't forget Plymouth red-bellied turtles.
Yesterday, Joe Biden invited his old friend Obama to come spend some time at Rehoboth Beach. And Obama invited Joe to come up to Martha's Vineyard to do some paddleboarding.
Oh, stop it. I haven't seen the video, but I'm told that Obama looked kind of concerned by Biden's frail appearance. Or is just, if not to mention, he's totally non compos mentis.
So they finally sentenced Sam Bankman-Fried, who set the all-time record for financial greed. Now his only chance is Plugs wins the dance, and then his absolution will be guaranteed.
I don't think it matters if Plugs wins or not. I mean, he still is president until January 20th, even if he loses. Actually, if he loses, that makes it more likely that he'll just be pardoning everybody on the way out the door. I mean, how much did he give to Biden? He gave $40 million to Biden in 2020. He gave $70 million to the Democrats in 2022 in the midterm cycle. I think he's paid the requisite fare to get out early by Democrat standards.
is everyone complaining about my fundraiser and the big Snapple being elitist? Instead of saying, let them eat cake, my sister's brother's wife, Dr. Jill, said, let them eat breakfast tacos from the bodegas.
How about the pro-Palestinian protester? Are they? Let's throw him in there right now. Cut 13.
There was an insurrection.
Shame on you, Joe Biden! Shame on you! Shame on you! You are funding genocide in Palestine, and no amount of bold concern that you will change the billions that you are doing. You did blood on your hands! Blood on your hands!
How much do you think she spent for her ticket? I agree, she should be ashamed of himself talking, but he should be ashamed of himself for talking about an insurrection when he knows, well, he should know that that's all BS. He should be ashamed of everything he's done, but not for giving military assistance to the Israelis.
Loving. I must give that Robert Kennedy Jr. some credit. Whereas I picked that backwoods bumpkin from that piss-poor public university as my running mate, he picked the wealthy ex-wife of the Google guy. I think I might offer my services to his campaign. I mean, let's face it, actuarially speaking, our relationship is quickly approaching its denouement. Whereas that young Google girl could be my gigolo triple crown.
Gigolo triple crown. Well put, live shot. But I just don't see it being in the cards. You being 80 and her being 37 and having more money than you.
Howie, I don't care who builds the new Francis Scott Key Bridge, but can we please keep Boeing off the contractor list?
Boeing is a very woke company now, you know? That's all that counts. It doesn't matter if the planes drop out of the sky or come close to it. As long as they're meeting their quotas, that's the only important thing now in woke America.
Tashara Jones also wants to hold us accountable for Hunter not paying his taxes.
Let's play the mayor of St. Louis, what she said, who has to be held accountable for the crime, the street crime by local Democrat thugs. Cut six.
We have a lot of violence around convenience stores and gas stations, so how can we hold those business owners accountable and also bring down crime? And then some of the things that we're already doing, we're finding that other mayors are doing as well.
How can we hold the business owners accountable? This woman makes Fannie Willis look like Madame Curie.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. The chump line number, if you wish to leave a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message, or you just like to hear a second brand new chump line every weekday, we have one. It's posted every weeknight around 7 p.m. Eastern Time. It's called Chop Chumps. It's all the messages we didn't have room or time for just now. And you can get the second chump line of the day, Chop Chumps, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's chump line is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier BOGO offer. Buy one thunderstorm and get another one for free. Order now at EdenPureDeals.com. Use code HowieBogo. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code HowieBogo. Offer expires this Sunday.
Yeah, Baltimore better hope that there's no piping plovers within a mile of the bridge. They'll never get it finished.
You know, when they really get desperate, they even use plants, you know? They remember they were trying to build a public housing project at Methuen, and everybody went in and they found some endangered ferns or something to try to stop them from building a third world flop house for people from Lawrence and Methuen. I remember that. That was a while back. But it's being done a lot, and it will be done again and again and again. I'm Howie Carr.
If you missed any part of the show, we've got you covered.
You know what, guys? This could be a podcast.
Subscribe to the Howie Carr Radio Network on your preferred podcast platform and start listening to previous shows and exclusive podcast-only features.
It's actually not a bad idea.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by Ken's Place on Pine Point on Route 9 in Scarborough, Maine. Known for their amazing seafood, including batter-dipped fried clams, lobster stew, and homemade tartar sauce. Tell them Howie sent you.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Eden Rafferty, Attorneys at Law. To see what happened to my leg while having cryo performed at Restore Hyper Wellness, go to EdenRafferty.com. It's not a pretty picture, but EdenRafferty.com, it's a good law firm. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is what is Biden's greatest accomplishment so far? Inflation, illegal immigration, not being Trump, soft on crime, more foreign wars, student loan cancellation, racial polarization, or nothing?
Nothing.
60% say nothing, 28% say illegal immigration.
All right. 844-500-4242. So, President Trump was at the wake yesterday for slain officer Jonathan Diller in Massapequa, Long Island. And when he was leaving, he decided to put in an order at one of the well-known local drive-ins, the All-American Drive-In. Apparently, they have very low prices. But it's hard to believe. They say this was a $200 order, but it seems like it was more. It had to be more than that. But this is what they ordered, according to the management of the All-American Drive-In. This was for the plane going back to West Palm. 18 double-double cheeseburgers. Ooh, that sounds good, a double-double cheeseburger. 10 hot dogs, 2 quarter-pounder hamburgers with cheese, 20 fries, 10 onion rings. Ooh. And they said it was only $200. And the price, they say the prices are really low, but they can't be, that can't, they, you can't get an order like that for $200. There's no way. But they said they threw in a generous tip. The meal was paid for by credit card, including a generous cash tip, the manager told the New York Post. He added that the All-American Drive-In did receive news that Trump did love the meal. So, when was the last time Joe Biden, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama picked up the tab for anybody?
I think Biden bought everybody smoothies a few weeks ago.
Did he? We know Bill Clinton threw around quarters like they were manhole covers. Barack wouldn't pay a nickel to see an earthquake. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. That is the number if you'd like to call us. Dr. Matt, the vet, will be with us in the 6 o'clock hour. And right now, though, it's time for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Why do you still read the newspaper?
I like to keep up on local news, like the police blotter.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, the duly authorized organization swings into action.
A fax! A fax is coming through! Oh, yeah, a fax!
Here's the kind of adventure you've been waiting to hear. Hard-boiled action and mystery.
So stand by for trouble and suspense.
Stand by for adventure.
You know how it works. All week long, we ask you to send in funny stories or items you see about the local constabulary, whether you still read a daily newspaper, weekly newspaper. It's the weekly sometimes have columns written by the local police department with the funniest items or just newsy items from the log, the blotter, whatever. Send all your interesting items, as long as they're somewhat humorous and entertaining about the police, to our website, policeblotter@howiecarshow.com. Just email them to us, policeblotter@howiecarshow.com. And at this time, every Friday evening, we read the funniest ones of the week, in our opinion. And Taylor, what do the two best entries of the week get this week for prizes?
We had a lot of entries this week. The winners will get a Go Woke, Go Broke t-shirt.
All right.
But before we get started, I want to respond. 978 texted in, "I think Tucker Taylor is a Biden supporter. What do you think?" Now, I imagine that was directed at my smoothie comment before we went to break, that Biden bought everybody smoothies. The point of me saying that not only was to show that Biden has bought people some stuff, but the main comparison was that Biden was buying smoothies while Trump was buying double-double burgers, a man's meal, not soy smoothies.
Boy, that double-double burger really looks great in the shot, doesn't it?
Ooh. Where are the pictures?
Oh, you haven't seen the pictures? They're in the New York Post. I'll tweet the story out, and they got a picture of the burgers.
Man.
Who were the two people who ordered just the double cheeseburgers with cheese when you could have a double-double?
Right. I mean, that would last you, what, 2 weeks?
It would. I'd be chopping it up for lunch and for dinner and lunch and dinner the next day, maybe lunch the third day. Oh, it'd be great.
All right.
I'll tweet the picture out, though.
All right. I'll take a look during the break. We have an expedited version of Police Blotter Facts Friday today, so let's get started. The Charlotte County Sheriff's hilarious reaction to prank. I don't think it was that funny, but it was still in good nature. Somebody saw a Charlotte County Sheriff's Office vehicle on a median somewhere. I guess the
So where
officer,
is this? Is this Florida?
This is Florida. I guess either the deputy had walked away or fallen asleep in the car or something. Somebody walked up and put a for sale sign on the windshield of the sheriff's office vehicle. So instead of them getting upset about it, they responded on Facebook pretending to complain that, you know, people weren't interested in the car and had too many miles, and said, you know, they were just having fun with it. They even joked about how cramped the back seats were, saying only the real homies ride shotgun anyway. A funny little story. Willacoochee mayor arrested for DUI. This is in Atkinson County, Georgia. The Willacoochee mayor was
arrested. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia.
In Willacoochee. He was arrested for a DUI Friday night, according to Georgia State Patrol. There aren't too many details in this story. According to GSP, troopers were patrolling Route 135 near 520 when they saw a red Ford F-150 with a faulty tag light. They must have really been looking for someone pull over. Troopers conducted...
This is reminiscent of the old days of the speed traps in places like Darien, Georgia.
Troopers conducted a traffic stop and found the driver to be under the influence. During the stop, the driver...
Boss Hogg!
The driver stated...
How much of that shine have you been drinking tonight, Mayor?
The driver stated several times that he was Dante Griffin, the mayor of Willacoochee.
Do you know who I am?
Officials say he was arrested without incidents. Griffin bonded out of Atkinson.
He was taken to the jail, which is now known as Dante's Inferno.
Ah, very good, sir.
Ha, 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 ha.
Arrested with stolen shopping carts, but said he was on his way to return both. This is in Lady Lake, Florida. A man there was recently charged with possession of a stolen shopping cart. That is actually a charge in that county. Two counts of it. Michael Thomas Tezzetto's latest arrest happened February 22nd after the manager of a grocery store said she saw him pushing a Publix-branded shopping cart in front of the store.
Yeah, don't they have, like, the equivalent of an ankle bracelet on all those carts? They do at the Publix where I go.
There's ways around it, I guess. I saw a video on this not too long ago. There's ways to skirt that. Then she said he left the public's property, depriving them of their shopping cart valued at $150. $150 these things cost? Wow.
Yeah, they're pretty well put together.
Really?
I could see them being worth $150.
I don't know.
They were worth $72 when Trump was president, but now they're worth $150.
About an hour later, the corporal saw a man matching the description, still wearing the same clothes from the time of the offense. The male was in possession of two Publix-branded shopping carts with a total value of $300. He was detained.
Two?
Yes. He stole one, and then he made his way to where he had already stolen another one.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But according to the arrest report, Michael stated that he was on his way to return both shopping carts. The report also noted two previous theft convictions in 2021 and 2022, 9 arrests alone in Lake County since 2019.
He's a registered Democrat.
So there's a Florida law that's very specific to this in grocery stores. There's a law on possession of shopping carts, laundry carts, dairy cases, egg baskets, poultry boxes, or bakery containers. You can't take any of those from the store.
Hmm. Officer Mark says a faulty tag light is a really cheap pinch.
It is.
I think somebody obviously had it in for he'd been passed over for on the promotion list or something, so he decided to go after Dante.
Maybe. Passenger rages against blue-eyed white devils, threatens to take plane down until someone takes him down. This is a drunken, unhinged American Airlines passenger. He went viral for ranting on a flight about blue-eyed white devils and threatening to take
What
the
if
plane
you're
down.
White but you don't have blue eyes?
Are you okay? I guess you're in the clear.
I'm okay, I guess.
Yeah, you're good.
You're okay too, Taylor, I think.
I'm a white devil, I guess, but I don't have blue eyes. That's correct. A video was taken of a Florida man named Shail Patel, 29 years old, hitting a fed-up passenger and then being put in a headlock. Patel was also accused of making an anti-Semitic slur at a flight attendant during American Airlines Flight 2506. He had bloodshot eyes and reeked of alcohol and yelled at other passengers.
But they weren't blue eyes. They were bloodshot, but they weren't blue.
They were not blue, yeah. He was in the clear of his own accord. Yeah. As annoying and racist as he was while ranting, the worst was yet to come when the man turned violent and he picked the wrong guy to pull it on. Patel reportedly slapped another passenger on the hand and in the face. Then he spat on them. Then a man put him in a headlock. And in the video, you can hear a woman in the back saying, "I'm a police officer," but the man who had him in a headlock said, "So am I." He was taken to the Hillsborough County Jail on a $2,150 bond.
That's good. I wonder if it was the same guy who was yelling at Governor Hochul this afternoon at the funeral home.
Frisky duo crashes, crashes car in rural Ontario while having...
Risky duo?
Frisky.
Oh, frisky. Okay, frisky. Okay, yeah. I get frisky. Okay, I know what that means.
Ontario provincial police officers attended to a single vehicle crash, otherwise known as an elision, as we learned earlier this week, February 18th, in which a car ran off a rural county road outside of Peterborough and drove into a tree before rolling over into a roadside ditch. That in itself is not wholly unusual, but wait for the details leading up to the wreck. According to a report by the constabulary, this off-road excursion was a direct result of the male driver and female passenger deciding to engage in relations whilst the car was at speed. It's alleged the driver, before all parties fessed up to what had actually happened, tried to tell a tale about swerving to avoid hitting a deer. Both occupants were taken to a hospital where uncomfortable conversations likely ensued. Sadly, it does appear at least some measure of alcohol was involved. The 20-year-old driver was charged not just with dangerous driving, but also being a novice driver with a blood alcohol content above zero.
How old was the woman?
The woman, it does not say. The man was 20 years old, but respected all privacies of the female occupant of the vehicle. And as I say, we have an abridged version of Police Blotter Facts Friday today. Here are our winners. Houston man's bigamy, 3 years behind bars for marrying multiple women. This has taken place since 2019. Orlando Coleman, 51 years old, was handed the sentence last week for marrying a third woman just 2 months after being placed on probation for being simultaneously married to two other women. Orlando Coleman was handed that sentence under the guise of a traveling bishop. Coleman married at least 10 women in different states. Despite pleading guilty to bigamy in July 2023 and being placed on probation, he married another woman just 2 months later. In 2021, Coleman wed a woman in Houston. However,
I thought polygamy was making a comeback in the U.S.
Yeah, but it's got to be
not so much with Mormons, but with the another religious group that starts with M.
Polygamy is okay, but when you make that enter into a union before the state and God, I guess that's when it becomes illegal wherever it has not been legalized. 5 months into their marriage, the woman discovered Coleman was receiving money from another woman in Virginia. Upon contacting the woman in Virginia, she revealed she had been married to Coleman since 2019. Alarmed by this revelation, the Houston woman reported the matter to authorities. Subsequently, the Harris County Sheriff's Office launched an investigation. In July 2023, Coleman pleaded guilty to bigamy in exchange for 3 years of deferred adjudication probation. However, just 2 months later, while still married to the woman in Virginia, Coleman tied the knot again with another woman in Kentucky, committing another...
He's a recidivist, bigamist.
Certainly, and a glutton for punishment.
Limerick guy wants to know about the crash in Ontario. Was the crankshaft damaged?
And our final winner of the day for Police Blotter Facts Friday, Washington State crime spree suspect gets stuck on telephone wire while running from police. On Saturday, police in Vancouver responded...
Was he a bird?
Responded to a report about a suspect breaking into a vehicle and stealing several items before taking off and entering a nearby yard where he allegedly stole a bike. A neighbor witnessed the bike theft and chased the suspect, who was identified by police later as Ramondo Stanley, dumped the bike and took off on foot. As police were responding to the previous crimes, an officer was dispatched to another area for a report that a man who matched Stanley's description had entered the business, took an employee's cell phone, and punched the employee in the chest before fleeing on foot. This is like Grand Theft Auto. However, while conducting an area check, officers were dispatched to a third location on reports that the same man was on the roof throwing bricks onto the sidewalk, which caused property damage to several buildings. Police said crisis negotiators attempted to get Stanley to come off the roof without success. Biden's therapist couldn't get it done. Stanley then attempted to cross the street using telephone wires.
Did they have any snipers available?
I guess not. He held himself on the lines for approximately 45 minutes. Negotiators continued their attempts to get Stanley to come down safely, and in an effort to help protect him from falling onto the street, a Vancouver fire engine was parked underneath to break his fall. He eventually lost his grip on the wires, fell onto the fire engine, and was taken into custody. And that, Howie, is Police Blotter Facts Friday.
All right, when we come back, we're going to preview our next episode of Meet the Experts. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. We'll be right back.
You may have a home security system, but what's going to physically stop an intruder from entering your home? Anna Rieger, owner of FlipLock, has the answer on our latest episode of Meet the Experts with Howie Carr. Available now wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts.
He's Howie Carr, and he's back.
Dr. Matt the Vet will be with us in the next hour. And as you know, he's here to answer all of your questions about your domestic pets, your dogs, your cats, whatever. So you can get on board now if you'd like to at 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We've started up a new podcast feature, Meet the Experts with Howie Carr. Periodically, I'm sitting down with people who are familiar to Howie Carr Show radio listeners and talking with them about subjects they're intimately familiar with. This week, I spoke with Dr. Bruce Houghton of Perfect Smiles. His practice is growing, and he's brought on two more dentists who you'll also hear from in this latest episode. Here's a sneak peek. We are joined by Dr. Bruce Houghton. How did you get involved in your dental artistry?
Oh, I've always had a penchant for both art and science, and dentistry just seemed to be the right fit. As a musician and a sculptor, it allows me to follow my dream and help people all at the same time.
What does a full mouth reconstruction entail, and how many visits does something like that take?
Nowadays, the techniques and the technology that we have allow us to do it in as little as 3 visits, but it is much shorter than ever before.
Perfect Smiles is growing. Can you tell us about some of the dentists that you've added and what they specialize in?
We have Dr. Tam, who kind of focuses on what I do.
I'm a general dentist, and I love to do cosmetic dentistry and Invisalign. I'm very thankful to be a part of Perfect Smiles and Dr. Houghton. I look at him as a mentor.
And Dr. Sai, she's a wonderful oral surgeon. She has focused all of her learning in the oral surgery area.
My priority is to make my patients comfortable, and I would do the same treatment I would do if it's for a family member or if it's on myself.
We're excited to be a team now instead of just me by myself.
Dr. Houghton, I can't thank you enough. It really does mean a lot when you could smile and not feel self-conscious about it. It's a blessing. That's what it is. You can find Meet the Experts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Just search for Howie Carr Radio Network and remember to subscribe on your platform of choice. You can also listen to Meet the Experts at HowieCarrShow.com. That's HowieCarrShow.com. And I can't say enough about Dr. Houghton and his wife Stephanie and Perfect Smiles. They're just such a great team, and they have such a great office. And they're adding two new dentists, a husband and wife team, to the Perfect Smiles team. And you can hear all about it. And if you've been thinking about Perfect Smiles and you just wanted to listen to what they have to say, what it entails to get your mouth back in working order, or get anything done actually as far as dentistry goes, check out our podcast or go to perfectsmiles.com, and you can see among other things my before and after photos, and it's just amazing the difference it makes. And we've had a lot of satisfied customers over the years. They're one of our initial client on the Howie Carr Radio Network. They've been with us from day one, and we've had satisfied listeners from all over New England and even outside New England, New York State as well. We'll be right back with Dr. Matt the Vet. Get on board now if you want to talk to Dr. Matt the Vet about your pet. I'm Howie Carr.